So, it's that time of year again. Should we celebrate Halloween or stay away? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Some people see Halloween as dark and dangerous, while others see it as a chance to connect with neighbors and share Jesus. So, who's right? Well, the Bible doesn't give a black and white answer, but it does give us wisdom on how to make thoughtful choices and how to love each other even when we disagree. So let's think through it with today's devotion. Should Christians celebrate Halloween? By Taylor Ising. Halloween can be a controversial time for Christians. While some view Halloween as a celebration of all that is dark, demonic, and evil, others view it as a community-building opportunity to share Jesus with their neighbors. Both sides have valid points, so which one should we pick? The origin of Halloween is definitely worrisome. It was a pagan holiday, believed to be a day when spirits came to earth to wreak havoc. To avoid being haunted, people would disguise themselves so that the spirits wouldn't recognize them. Halloween has long been linked with witchcraft, evil spirits, and death, so naturally some Christians feel we should avoid it. Other Christians, however, view modern-day Halloween as so far distanced from its pagan roots that it has turned into a harmless night of fun and fellowship. They note that many Christmas and Easter traditions have pagan roots too, but Christians now use these celebrations to glorify God. So, they say, why not do the same with Halloween? They may use Halloween as a way to connect with neighbors they rarely see and even tell them about Jesus. So, who is right? Well, probably both. In 1 Corinthians 8, Paul is discussing a very controversial issue in the Corinthians church. Is it okay to eat meat that has been sacrificed to an idol? Paul says, if I may paraphrase, well, it's up to you. You're free in Christ, so idols hold no power over you. Eat if you want, but watch those around you. Are you causing a fellow believer to stumble? If so, then don't eat. It's not worth it. Paul's wise advice can be applied to many controversies that are not central to our faith. If your family celebrates Halloween, then take full advantage of the opportunity to reach out to others. But don't make other Christians feel bad because they choose not to recognize this holiday. And if your family doesn't celebrate Halloween, don't look down on those who do. The most important thing is to love one another in Christ, even when we disagree. So, what are some questions you've got? Do you celebrate Halloween? Why or why not? As Christians, how can we demonstrate love to one another even while discussing topics we disagree on? Why is it important to know your reasons for practicing the things you do or don't do? Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And dive into God's Word for more in 1 Corinthians 8 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and I'd like to shout out a couple of teenage authors for Unlocked. Haley with 4 published stories, Shalise with a published story back in July, and Elijah with a published story, also last July. And if you want to write for Unlocked, you can totally do that. So if God has been teaching you something, we'd love to help you share it right here. You can find out more about writing for Unlocked when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Write for Us in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It's a spooky Halloween story. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.